Yeah, it should be easy enough to track those costs.
I think we're about ready.
Okay.
How's AGP? Are you guys ready to spin up the wheel here? Give me a thumbs up when we're on. We're on? All right. Okay, well, good evening, everyone. This is the Thursday, April 21st, 2011, Zone 3 Advisory Committee meeting. This is a special meeting to consider the third quarter budget status and also to consider the actual operating budget for the Zone 3 Water Conservation District. And to start the meeting off, I'd like to get Mr. John Diodati, who is our new secretary, to call the roll.
Thank you. Ed Waggy?
It's Waggy.
Waggy, sorry.
Here.
Bill Nichols?
Here.
Jim Gehring?
I'm here.
Joe Costello?
Here.
Matthew Guerrero?
Present.
John Wallace?
Here.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Diodati. And just to double introduce Mr. Matt Guerrero from Oceano Community Services District, a new delegate on the committee.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see it on the agenda, but is there any public comment or anything the public would like to bring to the board? Seeing none, we'll move on to Ms. Jenny Brunick, who will give us the third quarter budget status update.
For the record, my name is Jenny Brunick with County Public Works Department. I have two items. First item is the third quarter budget status report for Flood Control Zone 3. Please refer to your graphs in your handouts. There are three graphs reflecting the third quarter budget versus actual categories. The first graph represents routine operations O&M, operations and maintenance. As of the third quarter, O&M is under budget by about 8%, or $214,000. The majority of the savings comes from the water treatment plant. Second graph is non-routine O&M. This is over budget by 7%, or $44,000. As I stated in the last quarter report, the second quarter report, that the pigging project was completed, but that the expenses wouldn't be paid until this quarter. So that's the explanation for us being over budget on the if you have any questions on the quarterly report, if not, I can.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Brunick. And questions, Mr. Nichols.
What is the other items that are listed on the non-routine operation and maintenance, where apparently we have nothing set up in the budget for that at all?
Let me see. I can tell you what that is.
That's under non-routine operation and maintenance.
That is a combination of projects that we didn't budget for that, but we spent, such as the hydroelectric. I think it's that one. Emergency use of state water, and I think that pretty much.
Okay, well, that's fine. That explanation. But my question then would be, how come we don't have, in the budget, some sort of a miscellaneous item or something to cover that we could have something in the budget so that when we have these, quote, other items that come up, that at least we put money in the budget to cover that type of operation or maintenance cost?
That's a question I can send back to Dean and have them budget for future 11-12, any miscellaneous things that they may expect.
Yeah, it's sort of the unexpected that most budgets, we put something in there, and I'm trying to think of what the official name is.
Contingency fund.
Contingency. Thank you. Yeah, contingency. So in most budgets, and apparently we don't have anything in this budget at all, and is that true in the budget that we're going to work on approving tonight? There's no contingency or miscellaneous column to pick up these, quote, other items?
That is correct. There is none.
Okay.
I think historically we've taken money out of reserves for those kinds of things if we didn't have them if we didn't have underruns in the budget that otherwise could cover it.
Or if we had savings in other categories, we took it from there.
So okay.
Definitely take that.
Good idea.
Questions on in terms of the routine operation and maintenance on labor, we've got a significant savings. What do we expect to spend on labor in the fourth quarter? Will we see comparatively the same expenditure that we had in the last couple?
That's been the past three quarters. That's pretty much been the trend, unless something unexpectedly comes up in May or April that I wasn't aware of.
Sure.
I would say so.
Okay, and then in professional services, why are they so high this year? I mean, we budgeted 85, and we've already gone to almost 130.
I had that same question, Joe. Good question.
Are we looking at? Oh, we're looking at.
Routine operation and maintenance, line four, professional services.
Looks like it's been hanging on that trend level for the last three quarters.
And is that offsetting the labor? Are we using professional services instead of labor?
No, that's just professional services that we've contracted out. Without looking, I mean, without having the whole information in front of me, I don't want to give you an answer that I'm kind of going to make up. So I don't want to do that. So I'd rather be honest with you. Can I send you an email and
sure.
Send all of you an email and give you a breakdown of what makes up of that?
That'd be fine. And, okay. And the same question in terms of routine operation maintenance for others.
Mm-hmm.
We had budgeted 845 for the year, and we're already up to 1.1 million with another quarter to go still.
I'll have to get back to you. I'm glad you brought this up. This format, I talked to Dean about changing it because it is a little misleading. So he said he was going to get together with the TAC, have me maybe get something together and present it to him, and then he'll present it to the TAC, and hopefully it'll be a little more clearer.
Okay.
So it was brought to my attention earlier. So,
and then going to non-routine operation and maintenance, I understand that the pigging carried over into the third quarter. But the line we have there is for pipeline valve replacement and pigging entitlement.
But I'll definitely, and then I'll double check with Tom and get you an answer for that as well.
Mr. Guerrero, anything?
Not on these particular items, no. Thank you.
Mr. Wallace, anything?
Yes. Jenny, one of the things that might help, rather than trying to accumulate these into broad categories, which maybe is okay for a summary sheet, I don't know if you guys really have your progress spelled out on your line items on your budget, which might be handier to attach to the graph and to the summary. So that it would be maybe self-explanatory on what some of these things are. And I know that it's more paper, but it might be easier for everybody to understand if you had the specific line mm-hmm. items attached to this with a summary roll-up in front like you have.
Okay, sure. I can get that together, and I'll email it to you and have you look at it. And or I can prepare it, give it to Dean, and he can take it to the TAC. I mean, whatever is easy for you.
From my viewpoint, maybe it could be just the next time around. But
okay.
It might be easier for everybody to understand how you're getting these numbers. And
okay.
Because, for example, the other is quite, that's the biggest item on there on routine. But there's no explanation of what really gets rolled up into the others category.
Right. No, I agree. I think this needs to be revised. And when I spoke to Dean earlier, he said to basically come up with something, and then he'd bring it to the TAC. Because this is originally how the TAC wanted to see it.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's good to have a roll-up, but it might be good to have the detail behind it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Good idea. And Mr. Guerrero.
Yeah, I do have one question, Ms. Brunick. I received a memo that was dated today, April 21st, and has some specific lines about the OCSD being behind in payments and audits and that kind of stuff. I was wondering if I could contact you by email or something and ask you some more questions about
sure.
that, taking up RAC.
Sure, sure. Okay. I'm on vacation starting tomorrow, and I won't be back to the second, but I can stay after and answer any questions. How's that?
That would be fantastic.
Okay.
If it's not an inconvenience to you.
No, not at all.
Okay, thank you for that. Did that dissertation raise any other questions on part of committee members? Not no. seeing any. And how about the audience? I'm not seeing any concern or questions at the audience level. No public concern. Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Brunick. And I think you're also on for the 2011-2012 budget review. And I think
looking at here for this, the one you just presented, mm-hmm. total budget is $790,000 for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, $293,000. Or am I misreading it?
No. Is
that the pigging?
I think it's the pigging.
Pigging every few years?
The pigging.
Okay. Perfect.
That's the big number.
Easy answer. Thank you.
Okay. Looking for questions from any Mr. Nichols?
No. We do not have any questions. It has gone before the City Council in Grover Beach. They have approved the budget, so we do not have any questions.
All right.
I would just like to say the same thing for Pismo Beach. We reviewed it, and our council adopted it.
Okay. Thank you for that. Mr. Costello, anything?
Nothing to add.
Nothing to add for me.
Okay. Mr. Wallace, anything?
I just appreciate the county's leveling out the capital projects, as Roy Granny commented on before, when we had a large variance from year to year in the capital projects. Now, by scheduling those out in coordination with the TAC, it's made it a lot easier for the variation in rates that are being passed back to the cities and to the districts. So we appreciate that. And likewise, at Avila Beach last Tuesday night, the board did recommend that the advisory committee recommend approval to the Board of Supervisors on this.
All right. Thank you for that. And I would also add that the process may seem a little cumbersome to Zone 3 staff, but the result is that there's more comfort at the agency level than we had last year. So thank you for that. All right. I guess I'm looking for a motion.
I'll move that we adopt the 2012 budget as presented to this committee.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you for that. Committee member comments. Anybody have anything? Seeing none at that end. How about this end of the dais? Seeing none, the only thing I would add. John has something.
Yeah, I have some comments, okay. Chairman Gehring, before you,
thank you.
Wrap all up right. the meeting. Katie Drexage wanted me to remind everyone that Anthony Spina will be here at the next meeting in May.
Good idea.
And he will be the first item on the agenda. And at our last meeting, she had asked that, per his request, if you have any topics that you think you want covered, to please email her those topics.
More ideas?
I'll follow up with her and see if she has that. If she can send it out, she will.
Okay, thank you.
What's the date of our next meeting?
May 19th.
May 19th.
That's right. Okay. Any Mr. Wallace?
Just one final. I didn't know if Mr. Ogren might want to comment about the workshop on April 30th at Oceano.
Certainly, especially since I've got some camera on. It's a good public service announcement. So on Saturday, April 30th, the county, as well as a number of the other local agencies, will be having a workshop at, John, I believe it's the Oceano
Community Center, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
19th Street.
And from about 9 to 10, 9:30 to 10:30 time period earlier, we're going to have about a one-hour open house where people can come and meet the individual staff members who are working on, whether it's the levees or the lagoons, the financial aspects, the engineering aspects, as well as representatives of some of the agencies, such as county airports will be there, the sand district's going to be there. And we've invited a number of the resource agencies. I'm not sure that they're going to show up. But in any case, have a 1 hour open house, and then follow that up with, we're going to provide a presentation on what our evaluation after the storm events in December and the flooding, as well as what we're going to be bringing first to the board in May as an overall discussion of our early assessment. And then we expect to be back in front of the Board of Supervisors later in the summertime in order to seek some funding for some next steps in those efforts. So, again, John, thank you for mentioning it so that I could speak to it.
There's a number of agencies that will be there. Sanitation District will be there. I know that salmon enhancement's coming, RCD's coming, airports, state parks, some others.
All right. Thank you for that. Any other comments on the part of committee members? The next meeting is, as stated earlier, May 19th, 2011, 6:30 at the Pismo Beach City Council Chambers. And I'll see you all there. Oh, we're adjourned. You.